Who needs Google when you get these two old futs? The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast.
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. What's up, guys? It's Jason.
Hello, Justin over here.
And we're back. You're there, and I'm here.
New norm.
I've got the big bell. And you've got the little one.
I'm going to keep, next week, I'm going to find a mega bell.
I just, at one point, we're getting to the point where the restrictions are going to go down and we'll be able to see each other again soon, hopefully, unless you don't want to spend time together anymore.
No, actually, you know what? It was funny you bring that up, is that I noticed coming into work today, there was a lot more cars on the roadways than it was this time last week. And right. I was like,
life is
maybe two shakes away from.
It's getting back to what people want to call a quasi-normal, but you got to watch out. We're going to talk a little bit more about COVID-19 and quarantine and all that in a minute. But first, what I want to make sure we talk about, guys, is at the website. We got the website up and running.
The website.
You ain't got to go anywhere now. All you got to go is the one place. TwoHawaiiDads.com. The number two, HawaiiDads.com.
One-stop shop. It is your one-stop shop. Plus, we are giving away stuff. Thank you so much. Salon 96816.
Yes, sir. Yes. They are
Michelle, thank you.
Up there on Wailai in Kaimuki. And at first I was like, well, I need to hook people up with toilet paper. We need to get people taken care of because, you know, ooh, times
marathon.
Are hard.
That's industrial.
Times
that's
are
like
hard.
Heavy butts.
But then I realized the last couple heavy times butts. I went to Target, Had toilet paper at Target.
Finally.
So, I mean, it's getting back to normal. You know, that's my point is like there was never any interruption in the distribution channels. Shipping, right? And there's never any trouble with that. But people just was acting stupid. Now they're not acting stupid, which is good. So it kind of screwed up our giveaway because I was like, yeah, I was going to go get a 48-pack of toilet paper and we'll hook somebody up and they'll be all happy and cry and it'll make for great social media. Yeah, but yeah, people need toilet paper now. So, you know what we got to do? We just got to give people money.
Hamburger. Oh, not loose ground beef.
Oh, yeah. Ground beef.
That's going to be the next thing, ground beef.
Potato chips or whatever it is that you can get at Foodland because that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a $50 Foodland gift card. That's what we got for you guys. That is the giveaway. We got our own stimulus here at the Two Hawaii Dads.
Now, people have been asking about it on the social media. What can they use the $50 for? And I'm like,
I don't.
Anything.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm a dad. Like, I don't care what you do. If I'm giving it to you, like, here's $50. Spend it wisely. That's all I got to say. If wisely to you means a heck of a lot of alcohol, then go right ahead and buy $50 worth of alcohol. If you got to buy all the rice that you need for the next month, then buy all the rice that you need. What I'm saying is we're trying to hook somebody up here. We're trying to help out families. We're trying to do our part. And this Two High Dads stimulus package is going to let you wipe your butt and get fed at the same time.
I'm going to ask the guys at the fish counter how much pounds of California roll I can get for $50.
What is it? $5 a pound? $10 a pound?
I think it's maybe $9.
There you go. Bucks. You just answered your own question. You get about 5-something pounds of California roll right there.
Yeah, usually I ask questions like that where I just answer it myself.
Hey, dad life, bro. Dad life. That's what the kids. That's what the kids are there for, to answer your questions for you. Hey, boy, what you think? Do the math. But anyways,
you cannot win unless you don't sign up. That's the whole thing. You cannot win unless you get there and sign up.
And the only way to sign up is to go to the website.
Right. To HawaiiDads.com. And I gotta say, hey, our website is looking, it's getting some stuff happening.
Oh, the cool thing, nice. That's what I'm saying is it's not just the podcast because obviously, guys, you can go there and hear the podcast. You can check out all the latest episodes. That's the whole point of the website is to find the episodes of the podcast. But it's also giving us a voice. It's also giving us a soapbox. It's also giving us a way to connect with you. And if you really want to know what Justin thinks when he's sitting on the toilet wondering what other people need to know, that's what goes into Justin's blog. It's all right there. And that was kind of what it was. It was kind of like a brain dump when I saw that first one. It was cool, bro. All those videos that you put up, they were pretty awesome.
I feel like a semi sort of legit blogger, even though I've only done one before.
You're already legit. It only takes one. You don't got to do it once. Now you legit, bro. You a blogger. Find it at twohawaiidads.com.
So we'll definitely be updating it as much as we can. That'd be good.
Yeah, and the cool thing is like you get to talk about what you want to talk about. I get to talk about what I want to talk about, and then we can always post other stuff. Like we can have guest posts. Like the fun thing about having that website is we can do pretty much whatever we want.
There you go. We are our own boss.
Yep. So check it out. twohawaiidads.com. We're going to be stuck at home for a little bit longer. We keep talking about this, though. You're not really stuck at home because you got to go to work. And I'm not. I'm kind of stuck at home, but I'm working at home. How is quarantine life going? Are you ready? Are the kids ready to get out of the house? Are you going to take them to the beach this weekend?
Oh, bruh. No, the kids, they've been ready. And so have the moms been ready.
Yep.
But we're still, what is the word? We are still hesitant about everything still. I mean, looks like I said, the traffic was a little bit heavier than usual the past couple of weeks. So people are getting out.
Yep.
So I think, especially this with Mother's Day and whatnot, we're probably just going to
keep it close.
Keep it close. I mean, obviously you can't go anywhere.
Well, technically you can, and you can go more places. I mean, state parks are opening up. The beaches are opening up for exercise. You can still, you're going to be able to go to more retailers as of the time you hear this podcast. So there are more options to get out of the house. It's just, do you think that people should be getting out of the house? As a dad, are you trying to be there saying, boy, stay home? Or screw it, let's go. Let's get out. Let's go do something.
I think if we were to go, like, say we just go Circle Island, go drive around, we probably would look for a spot where there's nobody and get out.
Social distancing.
But then, like, we're definitely avoiding all places with people.
I was going to say, but you're not trying to go to Lucky Strike or Dave & Buster's and take the kids to go play video games or...
No, I mean, the only place you probably could think of that's wide open would be either beaches or parks, and we can't go to the beach, ish.
Well, and for those who are watching the video, and by the way, this week we didn't have the technical difficulties, so there should be video of the podcast up on YouTube, but, you know,
great job.
I wish I could go and say hi to my friends at my hangout. You know, I'm virtually at the Row Bar, and I'm sure you wish you could see more of your coworkers coming into the studio. Like, we all wish that things were better, but I don't want to see round two and round three. And if this follows the Spanish flu of 1918, we're not out of the woods. There's going to be another round. It's going to come back.
Well, they're calling it already. It's going to happen. They're just hoping that it's not so bad, and they're playing the "we'll be more prepared" card, which... I don't know how that's going
to
look.
What are you telling the boys? Are you telling them just to wash your hands more? Or are you trying to, like, because this is something they're going to remember. They're going to remember when they were a kid and there was that coronavirus thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're going to remember that. Hey, I passed second grade when only going to little over half of the school year, and I passed.
Yeah, it's not going to be it's not going to be a lot, but they're going to remember. You know, my kid is only 4, but I'm pretty sure she's going to, when I say corona to her when she's 15, she's going to remember having to put on a mask.
Oh yeah, coronavirus is part of the lingo already in our house. Me and the mom, we talk about it a lot, and they see it on top of the news because we always watch and whatnot. Oh, and
we don't have the boogeyman; we have Corona. I go, Ruby, watch out, Corona! We don't need boogeyman. The coronavirus is gonna come get you. You better wash your hands, kid. You better put on that mask.
Yeah, it's like, Dad, do I have to brush my teeth? Yep, the corona's going to come and get your teeth.
Come out of the sink and get you. Got to stay clean. You better use extra toilet paper, kid. You know, bidet that. Oh, yeah, my wife will love this. You better bidet that butt.
Oh, man.
Corona will come and bite you on the butt.
Just jump in the shower.
Hose it down. Go outside. Grab the hose. It was your kid running around naked outside. We had to hose it. We had the bidet going. What? The bidet going. That's the green bidet right there.
We haven't reached that point yet. Not yet.
Anyways, it should be. I mean, I'm happy that the restriction will be loosened, but at the same time, I'm worried that we'll just regress. You know, we'll one step forward, two steps back, kind of.
Steps back. Yeah. There's always that chance that it's going to be until they come up with that vaccine. We're going to be it's going to be a gamble. And I, some people are willing to take it, some people are not. And I, who am I going to say it to? You know what I mean?
And they say we're still a good 12 to 24 months away, but we are not very far away from our guest. And we do have a guest coming up in just a few minutes, Mr. Kali'i Heen.
Yeah!
Honolulu liquor industry professional, not to mention the owner of a number of really cool brands that we're going to tell you about in just a few minutes. So stick around for that. But before we get to Kali'i, just a few more quarantine things. Are you taking advantage of any of the food? Like, are you going for the handouts? Are you picking up boxes or anything? No?
I am not. I think we talked about it the last time. Yep. It's like, I just kind of see myself, there's guys behind me who could have used that one box of mushrooms and vegetables and eggs. And when I'm thankful enough that we are working. I don't want to be that guy.
What about the one at Latour a couple of weeks ago? And I think we talked about this too, but what about it when it's like geared for the kids, or like it's candies and sweets and like stuff that may not necessarily be necessities, but hey, everybody needs a stimulus. And I mean, honestly, that's what we're trying to do too. Like with our giveaway here, like, are we going to change the world with a roll of toilet paper and $50 at Foodland? No. Are we making jokes? Like, you want to go buy liquor? Yes. But at the same time, I'm hoping that the person who wins this actually, you know, truly does need it and will be helped out by getting $50 to Foodland. It's not much, but every little bit helps. And that's the boat that I'm in. Like, am I hurting? No, I still got a job. I'm still employed. Mm. But if you put a $100 bill on the ground, am I going to not pick it up?
I'm not done with waiting for like 5 hours. That's the deal too, man. It was maniac. Traffic. The one at the stadium this past week.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I think they said like, what, 1,700 cars?
Yep. And see, if you're sitting there going, oh, I don't want to sit in traffic for 2 hours, then you really don't need it that bad anyways.
Exactly. Exactly.
And no disrespect, no nothing. It's just that's the threshold. You know that right there. If you're sitting there going, well, I don't want to sit in the car for that. You don't need it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
That's a good point.
And let somebody else go and have it. And it's perfectly okay.
Man, that line was crazy. They were lining up 3 hours before they were even started letting that line move. That's
kind of nuts. Cheers to that. That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
It's crazy that people are sitting here and like in this day and age of COVID-19 and quarantine and everything, like it's getting to people. It's messing with people. You know, you know what I mean? Like,
we're like what? Almost 2 months in?
We're almost 2 months in, but it's like it's even affecting the way that people like interact. It's affecting the way that people live their lives. It's affecting the way that people like the way that people name their kids. you know what I mean? Like, you know this story, and I know you want to share it. So you were listening to that podcast by a certain somebody, right?
Yeah. So this caught my eye. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I like Joe Rogan.
Okay.
And Elon Musk, some people might know him, some people not. He's the Tesla guy. So he had him on the podcast, and Elon recently named his kid. And I think we got a clip.
Elon had a new kid, and he's sitting there on the podcast. And this is actually how you pronounce his kid's name. Check this out.
And then, how do you say the name?
Well, is
it a placeholder?
First of all, my partner is the one that actually mostly came up with the name.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah, she's great at name. So
kind of,
I mean, it's just thanks, X, Joe. The letter X. And then the AE is like pronounced Ash.
What?
yeah.
And then, what?
A12 is my contribution.
Oh, why A12? What?
Archangel 12, the precursor to the SR-71. Coolest plane ever. True.
What?
Did he name his child or give away his freaking bank account code password? This guy, Elon, is a smart guy, but this is when you're too smart and you overthink it.
I mean, amidst of all these issues that are affecting people worldwide, we got rich people problems. Like that's what you're gonna name your kid? Like thank you for sharing that with me. That was the one thing I needed this week to make me just wrap my hands around my brain and be like, why? Yeah. I need to go wash my face.
But he is very eccentric though. So I mean, like, if you know him, this is like par the course, because this is the same guy that wants to launch a rocket with a car.
Yep.
So this is yep. makes sense.
big things. You got to have big ideas if you're gonna change the world. And again.
Let's not with the names.
Though. That's not with the names, though. What we can do is we can change the world with our friend Kaylee Heen. We're going to take a quick break here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. And coming back on the flip side, Brother Kaylee, he is standing by. He is ready to go. And we will be talking to him next. That is Justin.
Jason right there, y'all.
And it is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Stick around.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
Hey, it's Jason from the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, and I wanted to tell you about a little contest we're running here on the show this week. Now, one thing I cannot stand about this new coronavirus lifestyle we're all living these days is how hard it is to find toilet paper. I mean, it is getting a little easier, but come on, local people. Matson is still shipping to Hawaii. There's no reason to hoard this stuff. But I was thinking, what can the two Hawaii dads do to help out those still having trouble finding the proper bathroom essentials? And no, I don't mean hooking you up with a copy of Sports Illustrated and a bottle of Squatty Potty, even though the unicorn is pretty cool. We're talking about paper, toilet paper, for you, from us. Just click on this link and enter our giveaway, enter your email address for your chance to win your very own roll of toilet paper. Delivered to you from the Two Hawaii Dads. Oh, we're also going to throw in a $50 gift certificate to Foodland, courtesy Salon 96816 in Kaimuki. Now, when we're finally allowed outside to get our hair cut again, make sure you pay a visit to Michelle and the gang at Salon 96816, located at 3396 Wailai Avenue. You can find them on Wailai between Zippy's and Punchbowl Fender Works, just across the street from Kaimuki Auto Repair. Or check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/salon96816. So there you go. Toilet paper and a $50 Foodland gift certificate courtesy Salon 96816 and the Two Hawaii Dads. Good luck.
Let these guys tell you what they would do for a waffle hot dog. The Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
And we're back. It's the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. And he is here. Kaylee Heen, the one, the only. We've been talking about him earlier, and he is finally here on the podcast. What's up, Kaylee? How you living, man?
What's up, fam?
Yeah, we got the little bell, and we got the big bell.
Got a little bell,
I found the big bell. And we
it's
can
not
finally,
the size of the bell. I told you about that.
It's the motion of the bell. That's what
it is. I didn't bring any effects. Sorry. I don't have nothing. All I got is...
It's all good. Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us. I know it's busy, but it's not, because everybody's still stuck at home. But you're one of those lucky people that still has a job and is still active, and you're still hustling, right?
I still got a few things going on, for sure. I mean, it's different. It's different than it was, but, you know, everybody's got in a different situation now. But, I mean, as far as business goes, I've been cranking.
Now, for those who may not be familiar, Kaylee, with who you are and what you do, let's give them the quick elevator pitch. First off, these days, what you do, and then we'll get into the history. But these days, cool. What are you doing these days?
These days, my partner and I, Mark Becker, we do a champagne company called Devon. That we own, but we're based out of Hawaii. Obviously, both of us live here. We also do Three Trace Tequila. I have Terra Water, the only plant-based water bottle that exists out there, 100% plant-based water bottle. So we work on that, and then I'm partners with Pau Vodka, Ali, Miley Guy, so I do Pau and Fifth Street, and then I help some other businesses just kind of figure out how to get to market in Hawaii. We're pretty far away from everybody in the mainland, so they want to know how to do business here. And a lot of them don't know, so they hire me.
In other words, not busy at all.
No, not at all. Actually, that all sounds like a lot, but the reality is, what I'm doing right now is delivering sanitizer in the back of my truck every day. That's my day-to-day right now.
There you go. There you go.
And a dad. And a dad on top of that. All of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit.
The artist of the bunch.
I was going to say, you and I, Kaylee and I know each other, so I know the back history. Justin, you're just me and Kaylee for the first time, but tell everybody about the little one at home right now.
Well, he's in the living room right now. I have him tied up to a chair.
There you go.
Great parenting going on. Awesome.
We could spend a whole part of the show just getting parenting tips, dad tips from Kaylee Eheen, because he's got
about parenting for a minute?
Oh, we can talk about that? More than a minute. Go right ahead. Yeah. Is it hard being a dad in COVID-19 under quarantine?
You know, I'm thoroughly enjoying the time because I was always on the road. So that part I really, really enjoy. But I was driving home today. We went down to Waikiki because if you haven't been to Waikiki when it's empty, it's awesome. So I'm taking on there, we go swim, mess around. The Elks is closed, so we have to go down to Waikiki, like right in front of the Hyatt.
Yeah.
But I'm driving back today, and I'm thinking, like, I'm a terrible teacher because I can't teach I'm not good at, like, teaching the writing and the arithmetic and all those pieces. But I can teach them things that are that the teachers maybe at school can't.
Life lessons.
That's my way of making myself feel better about the situation. I'll take them to the beach, go swim, go fish, you know, do stuff that's outdoorsy that school doesn't do. I'm going to take that as a win, but I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's parents out there that are actually teaching their kids these things during this time. I'm not one of them.
Now, you have...
No, that's pretty cool because... one of the teachers, they sent down their final packet with my kids, and the teacher's like, after all of this schoolwork stuff is popped, why don't you just teach them more life skills? And that's exactly what you're doing, is life skills.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're growing up in Hawaii, right? So there's certain things that you learn in school and certain things you learn outside of school. And yeah. they're both applicable as you get older, but you're never going to learn those that you can learn as a kid, those life skills of, you know, being in the water and being comfortable there and doing other things like that, or hunting or dive, whatever. Everybody does different things, but you don't learn those later in life. Those are ingrained from you when you're like 5 to 15, or it's a past. You're not going to learn them.
And they say the kids, like, they get more out of that interaction, that vibing with dad, that hanging out with dad. That's what's going to stick more with them when they get older than, did they learn something, or did they know this formula, or did they understand how to do whatever, right? It's the feeling that they get when they're with you.
Absolutely. That's what I remember. I'm sure that's what most people remember from their childhood, is those moments, not that, you know, when I learned how to, you know, add these things or learn how to properly place a comma in a sentence.
At the same time.
Yeah, I don't remember anything in geometry. Zero. I haven't retained anything.
You're also going to teach your son, though, on how to sell. That's the thing, is you are a salesman, and at some point you're laying the groundwork on how to turn your kid into a salesman. I'm sure he's already a salesman in some respect.
I mean, I don't know if I'm uncomfortable, but being a salesman is such a weird thing. It's a weird thing to be known to do. Because it's more like education and putting people in the right things. You know, every good salesperson will probably tell you that. It's not about, like, selling you this thing. Although, like, if I need to sell you this piece of paper, I'd probably be better at most people than would be at it. But that being said, like, you got to know a lot of base knowledge about the product that you're going to sell. And then just walking people into the right decision. That's really what sales, I think, in this anyway.
There you go.
Good twist on it. Good twist. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kaylee, we've been talking about your son, but the cool thing is, and this is why I look up to you too, is that you have not only a son, but you also have a daughter. And as the father of a daughter, my daughter is a lot younger than yours. Tell us a little bit about the difference between being a dad to a boy and a dad to a girl.
Whoa, I mean, they're just so different, right? I mean, it's so hard to explain.
Just
my daughter's
a little.
Rich right in the other room right there. But,
and she's looking. She's saying, well, go ahead, Dad. Say something.
Yeah, I know.
Say
something. I'm in the bedroom right here. I got Kara and my son in the living room. I got her in the other room in the bedroom. No, I mean, he's nuts. Like, he's outgoing. He wants to go do stuff, jump off of things, just do crazy shit all the time, right? She is the opposite of that. Mellow, measured, quiet, thoughtful. He's not any of those. Granted, she's 16 and he's 4. But still, like, you can see what the path is going to lead down, right, as they get older. He's not going to be a thinker.
How is she? Oh, wow.
He's going to jump first, think later.
We continue to break news. We continue to break news here in the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Lono is going to look this up in about 15 years and be like, bruh, what?
I'm telling you, I feel very confident in my path that he's going to go down. He's either going to be like super awesome, like the most fun kid, because he's with, what spirit is, she grew up in a different time, right? There was less, obviously, social media and all that stuff, but there was also like, his uncles that come over, like he'll see you, right? And you have your shows, and he sees Flash on TV, and he sees Uncle Maleko and whoever, right? It's not weird for him to see them on TV and or hear them on radio on a regular basis.
Gotcha.
On a show. For him, that's very normal. For my daughter, that was not a normal way to grow up. But so I think he's going to be either super cool and awesome and get all of it, or he's going to just be a complete train wreck. It's one of the two.
Gotcha.
No, it's good. He'll be dropping lines in elementary, like, oh yeah, that's my uncle. Come on, all the time. Yeah.
I was gonna say, how's
that's
this
a
guy?
Salesman line right there.
Well,
that's
we've got the radio host. How do your boys go around? Do they go around and say, hey, you know who my dad is? You hear the guy on the radio? You know my dad, Brian. On KCCA.
It hasn't benefited them anything yet. They haven't gotten any extra milks at school, extra bread rolls. So maybe I'm doing it all wrong. I think Kelly got I might have to learn more about it.
Oh man!
I'm trying to figure it out. I try to add him in whenever I can, so he gets used to it. But we'll see. It's gonna be a mess no matter what.
There you go. Hey, so you weren't always this far ahead in life in your career. I mean, now you're kind of getting to chart your own course and decide where you want to go. But when you got started, you were working in the restaurant industry, right? That's your base comes from that background.
Yeah. No, I was texting back and forth. Do you guys know Micah Suderman?
Yep, I do.
Micah, you know, he has ZX Cafe in Kaneohe now. ZX. And my first actual kitchen that I ran as a cook at the time, chef, whatever, was Diaz in Kailua. So I've known Micah for, that was 20-something years ago.
I'm a Kailua boy, and, so I grew up eating there. I remember eating at Diaz back in the day.
I was back in the kitchen back there. So, you know, I came from the restaurant side, and my transition was just a weird transition in. I was a cook, I was a chef over at Kukio on the Big Island, and a wine sales guy from a small company that Chuck Ferrer actually used to run called Fine Wine Imports. They called me up, they came into the restaurant, and they said, hey, we're looking for somebody to sell wine on the Big Island. You know, I'll give it a try. So I gave it a try, and my first day at work, I realized real quickly that selling wine was way easier than cooking. So it was a time. But shit, man, kitchens are hot. You work hard. You work long hours. I give all those guys all the respect in the world.
Work but, smarter, not harder.
Wine is a better path for sure.
So what I also know about you is that you've also lived on a number of islands. You're originally from Oahu, right?
Yeah, Kailua. Okay. Yeah.
But you've spent time on Big Island. You spent time on Maui. What? Tell me a little bit about that. Like, why move around? Why not stay in one place and settle down?
Well, actually, when in 2000, I went in, my dad is a flooring contractor, so he was doing a job up at the Four Seasons up there in Big Island, Kuala Lumpur. And he took a job there. I went to go help him, and I ate at that restaurant because he got some, like, trade stuff. So I ate at the restaurant. I was cooking at the time, but not, like, I wasn't, like, all the way in. I was doing private work. I'd done a lot of private work, but I'd never worked for, like, a large corporation. So at that time, I was like, you know what, either I figure I can make it on my, like, ability to communicate with people, charm people over a dinner, and them hire me back to come work in their house, or I can just see if I got the chops to cook. Like, can I really do it just with no connections, no nothing? So I quit my job working as a private chef here. I was working for, just after I got done with Paul Allen, I was working for the Wang family in Lanikai. I left that, and I picked up steaks and moved to the Big Island to become a cook five at the Four Seasons.
Wow.
Like peeling potatoes, making stock, just doing all the stuff. But I just wanted to give it a try.
That's a big change to go from a private chef to back into a big commercial kitchen.
It was terrible. I regretted it for like the first year because my idea in my head was this romanticized version of what it was going to be to have not any connections and just cook, right? And just like either I'm going to rise to the top or I'm going to fail. And I did it, and it worked out well. It was a slow progression, but it was definitely when people tell you, like, you don't have any freedom to decide what you're going to cook. You just do whatever's in the recipe book, whatever the SOPs are. That's what you make. Don't mess with it. You're not even close to being able to even recommend something for us to do. And I'm like, hey, I used to do all this stuff. It was awesome. They don't care. Nobody cares, right? So it was a humbling experience, but I think in the long run, it made me better at business, you know, 20 years later or whatever.
So do you think your experiences inside the restaurant then led you to being to your next venture in salesman as in for alcohol or like that?
For sure. I mean, just knowing how to navigate a restaurant, number one. And then because, you know, like what time to go in? What's the proper time to call on somebody? Do you belong in the kitchen? Because I have kitchen background, like I feel comfortable back there, but there's always a dance in the back of the house, right? Like you don't want to be in anybody's way because they've got stuff going on all the time. So that was super helpful. And then I just think an understanding of how difficult it is to be in the restaurant business, not from a sales perspective, but from an actual operator's perspective. Because those guys, you know, people come in all day long, right? Hey, buy this for me, buy that thing, you know, oh, this is going to be the next best vodka and the next tequila, or you have to have this wine on your list. Like, people are coming in and telling you that stuff all day long. The same for food, right? Buy this kind of meat or buy this fish. And you got to navigate all of that at the same time you're trying to run your business, right? So knowing that that was the case, I had probably a more temperate approach to being able to talk to people on a way they wanted to be spoken to, as opposed to coming in like guns blazing, like, oh, buy this, buy that. You know, this is good. You should buy this for me. Like, you understand, they still got to sell it to their customers. And their customers have to enjoy it. So it's a cyclical process. It's not just I sell you something, you have it now. Good luck with selling that thing out, right? Once you understand that, you're better at sales if you understand, like, even though we sell it to a restaurant or to a bar or whatever, to a store, the process isn't finished. It still has to go to a customer.
It's still the relationship.
A lot of sales people don't understand that. They just think you sell it and that's a wrap, right? You cut your money and move on.
How has that affected the way that you're doing stuff with your brands now? Because now you've got an ownership role. You have a very direct, you know, relationship with how things are done. It sounds like you know what you want to do and the way you want to act around your customers now, around the people that you're working with now, and what you've learned in the past is leading to you to today, obviously.
Oh, for sure. Just a quick side note. Can we swear on this show? Yeah. Is it a no swear show?
I mean, it's dad life, so, you know, dad life is not...
I have a feeling that Gilly is ready to fire right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to edit myself, that's why. No, what I was going to say is...
This takes a long drink. Hold my beer. Hold on. Boy, come here. Hold my beer.
No, I learned the way that I wanted to do business by seeing people that I thought did it really poorly. Sometimes you come across somebody and, you know, in your life, and mostly when I was running a distributor, when I was with Young's Market, that's when you really come to notice as an owner of a brand or a supplier or a supplier representative. You can either treat the people that work with you and run distributors or our salespeople distributors, you can treat them a certain way, or you can choose to treat them like tools that you can just, you know, be unappreciative of the things they're doing. They're going out there breaking your back for you every day. And you know, the least you can do is give a thank you, you know, how appreciative you are of them supporting your brands and giving them a high five. Because, I mean, you can do the same thing and drive them into the ground and set all these goals and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, best and most successful people I've seen on the supplier side have been the ones that rarely ask for anything as far as sales and placements go. They come in. My favorite one in the world is this guy, Russell Hare, one of my best friends. He runs the winery called Martin Ray and Angeline out of California. And from day one, I don't think we've ever actually sold wine. We go to restaurants, we take people out to lunch, we eat sushi, we drink good burgundy, and we take a customer or two out. And at the end, customer goes, hey man, what can I do for you? Like, let me know how I can help you make your business better. And that's the position you want to be in. You want the person buying stuff to ask you what they can do to help you. Then you're winning. That's when you get it.
He'd even sell anything and he's already buying in on you.
Yeah. You're not even trying. You're not showing wine. You're not tasting anything. And another story, when I learned about this the most probably was, you guys know Duke's Bistro, right? Chinatown? Christine and yep. Duke, right?
Yep.
And when I was just starting to sell wine for Young's Market, I went in one day with a bunch of wines and I probably showed 6 wines. And Christine turns around and she ends up buying, she goes, I'll take a case of 5 of those wines. And they're a small restaurant. They had no business buying one, let alone 5 different varietals of those wines, right? She brought them all in. She's like, send me a case of everything. And I called her the next day. I said, I really appreciate your business and I appreciate you buying, and that's all awesome, but I don't understand. Like, why do you have to buy that much? And she goes, well, my dad always told me that the smart money, the first money was the smart money. Now you owe me.
And I was like, and you're like, wow, you win.
Mine today. I will do anything for her and Duke and that restaurant or just people in general. You understand that if you give first, you end up, you reap more in return than if you just ask in the beginning. Yeah.
And there's two
so
words.
I think that's a lesson I learned pretty early in.
It brings to mind two words. Number one is the relationship that you have with people just in general, regardless of the industry. It really, especially here in Hawaii, it comes down to relationships. But then it's also about the value that you're providing to people both ways.
Yeah, you got to, I mean, like anything else in Hawaii, right, growing up here, you don't come in guns blazing and, you know, maybe the mainland way or would be talking about all the things that you can do for them or the things you do, what you need from them. And I think our culture is, you know, the opposite of that. It's the converse of that is, you know, what can I do to help you? Let me prove myself through my actions, but not what I'm telling you I can do for you, right? Let me prove myself. Let me do something for you. And then we have a conversation.
I'm sure you went and sold on the mainland, and that's two totally different styles, right? The local style and the mainland style. There is a difference, right?
It is. Our style is slower, and a lot of mainland salespeople, it drives them nuts because they're results-driven, right? They want, like, go into an account, show a product, boom, like, make the sale, walk away, high fives, we're awesome, move to the next account. We don't do business that way. Ours is a slow play, but our relationships are solid and real.
And are you doing that with the new brands? Are you doing that with the new brands when you're going to the mainland?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I go to the mainland, I don't necessarily ask. I mean, there are people that do it. It's their livelihood, right? They're commission-based. I'm not. Thankfully, that's a position I happen to be in. But what I can do is build long-term relationships and have people not only trust in the brand and the liquid and the bottle and the package they can sell, but also have a relationship with me or any of us, right? That's really the people that you like. You think about the people that you've enjoyed that relationship, whether even though it was transactional over your career, it's always people that you have a real foundation of a relationship with. It's not like, oh, they brought me this great vodka that I was turned on to. Like, nobody cares. They just want to know that you got their back, that you'll support them when they need you, and that it's a reciprocal relationship. And so long as symbiotic, people are happy. Yeah.
And that's what we need in these times now. I think that's what it is. Everybody got to have each other's back during these times.
Yep.
I think that's what it is, too. That's a good point.
Let me ask you this. Would you suggest to your son or your daughter to do what you've done, to go at this point right now with COVID-19 and quarantine and your daughter's getting about to that age, go to college, go get a job in a kitchen, like follow in dad's footsteps or go a different direction?
Kitchen, 100% no. The hard no on kitchen. I would never recommend that to my kids. Take it up as a hobby. Don't do it as a career.
Go be like Flash and work out a lot and be on the radio and be a star.
He's actually coming over here tonight. He's on his way over in a little bit. He's sure he's going to need a cocktail and gets here. I think from what I do, what I recommend to my daughter anyway is that, you know, school is super important. But at the end of the day, what I find to be the common trait among people that I know are successful is the ability to communicate to people face-to-face. I think that's the most important element because you can have all the knowledge in the world, you can know about this, you can have all this money, but unless you can have like a one-on-one connection with people and communicate well, all of that's for naught. So I think education is very important. At the same time, those intangible educational pieces, they don't teach you like financial understanding as well as being able to communicate socially. Those are really hard to teach, but those are so important when it comes to business. So important.
Even with all this technology, even with Zoom, even with, you know, all the means to not have to be around other people, it still comes down to face-to-face conversations.
Yeah, and if you do that well, I think no matter what you do, you'll be able to be successful. Because people, for the most part, most of my people that I know, they're smart. Some communicate better than others. And the ones that can communicate well tend to rise to the top quicker because they can get what they need to say out faster and people understand what they're trying to tell them. I think that's super important as far as career success goes. Because I can't
write. Damn, I want to work for him. I want to work for Kelly after this. He's inspired me. I'm running through a wall.
Let's do this. That's what it is. Make people feel good, man. I mean, just business is about being able to support people and let them grow within the organization. If you don't do that, you can get stuff out of people if you want to beat them down and always be like on their ass about what they didn't do. But at the end of the day, I think like business is only one element. Like as a human, you're better off having empathy for people, understanding where they're coming from, because that's going to take you further.
This sounds like good tips to being a dad too. I mean, this could be applicable to the kids. I mean, a lot of these same attitudes.
The problem is I can't tell them because they don't listen. Like I can't have a 20 minute. Nobody gives a shit. They don't care.
You can't fire your kids.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to hear this from me. But you guys, you know, we're in the same boat, right? So you guys, we can have the conversation about what we're supposed to do.
There you go.
The kids do not care one little bit about what we're talking about right now. Yeah.
Hey, by the time this shows up online, Mother's Day will have come and passed. So you can, if they're not in the next room and if she's not listening too much, like, do you have any secret plans that you want to talk about real fast?
No, I'm super screwed right now. It's going to drop till after Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. She's a huge, Josh Satofi and Paul LaFuga, right?
Yeah.
So Josh Satofi put out this thing where he would like sing or like drop a Mother's Day, whatever, for people if you hired to do this. So just today I text Flash and I'm like, hey, I'm super late to the game, but is there any way I could get Josh Satofi or Paul LaFuga to like sing her Happy Mother's Day or do something along those lines? That failed miserably. He's like, you're out of your
Worst comes to worst, you can have me and Jason sing.
I was gonna say the two high dads, the two high dads.
Pretty much the same.
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, do it for free, damn it.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what you guys are gonna do. I she actually sent me a picture of a bracelet thing that she wanted. So I text them, the company or whatever. So I'm trying to get that done, but I'm always late to the game. I'm the worst present giver ever. Everybody knows it. So I'm just, the bar is low.
At the same time, you sound like a smart dad because you're just trying to make sure you fulfill those expectations that have been presented to you. You're like, here's the picture. Like,
yeah. I get so many years of getting shit for being a horrible present giver. Like at this point, I just do whatever I can do to like get through that particular holiday and move on. Like I know I'm not going to win. There's no win.
Dad tips right there.
What are you guys doing?
Can't leave him.
No, it's not going to air.
We haven't figured it out. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm in the same boat.
I'm planning on barbecuing, but the struggle that I got is that Costco is regulating the meat out. So I'm like, How am I gonna get enough meat to feed the family? Like, cause I'm gonna go over to my mom them, so it's like 6-7 people.
Bruh.
But they're only gonna give me like one tray of cow beef. That's like me. I can eat that whole tray by myself.
It says the Filipino from Eva Beach.
No, you can get the whole thing, the whole loin, I think, at Costco.
No,
sure.
Or you could just bum by. You go down Uncle's house, couple blocks down the road, you can get all the fresh meat you want, man.
Slanging ahi slabs.
Only been in the car for 3 hours. Only been sitting there 3 hours in the trunk, bro. It's all good. It's all good. It's on ice.
Yeah, you're good
on
to go. Ice. Hey, you guys, hold it down 1 second. I'll be right back.
That's Kaylee right there. Make sure you
that
check
is great
him
tips,
out.
Bro.
Dad, that is life. Great tips. This is how it goes, and dad life continues.
Okay.
Major. Sorry. Major. Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
I was thirsty.
No worries.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Needed rock.
So you got it.
So tell us.
You gotta have the bell, and just when you ring the bell, that means beers. You gotta get the beer bell.
Well, yeah, beer it's like the molecular flash thing. Ring the bell.
Hey, before we get on out of here, I wanted to know more about the hand sanitizer because there are so many different people, the local distilleries, and I know you're dialed in with all these folks. What is the angle with you and the hand sanitizer? Who are you working with? Are you working with Kohana?
So ours is with Paul.
I'm sorry, excuse me.
I'll give you the quick story around that. To make hand sanitizer, you need alcohol based, right? Neutral grain spirits. Hawaii, we knew we were cut off. We didn't know how bad it was going to be in California. If it turned out to be a New York thing, our chances of getting hand sanitizer were nil, right? So what are we going to have to do? So as a group of distillers, we started on our own. Ko'olau Distillery started on their own. Kohana started on their own. Ocean, Maui Brewing. And so all of us started. So we started to talk to each other. I started talking to Kyle Rutner from Polana. And he said, hey, you know what? We're going to make ours too. Can we all get together? So we started a conversation, and we just started ramping up production. Like, we didn't have any ability to get the denaturing agent, which was in the beginning isopropyl. After that, it became Vitrix. But we just came together, and Jason from Kiwana just started sending out all the denaturing agents to all of us, which was awesome. And now it's just become a thing. We're producing, this week we produced about 750 gallons, which will be arriving on tomorrow. And it's just, you know, we're slowly, it took us a while to ramp up, but now that we're ramped up, we're, it's awesome. I mean, the need in the community is so big. I dropped off with a, just this afternoon with a police officer. I met him in a law tower. One bucket, but you know, tomorrow I have 60 buckets, 5 gallon buckets going to Wilson Healthcare, and they helped me get it out to the different, you know, hospitals. It's going out to Straub, to Kapi'olani, to Castle Hospital. We sent out some to them, military. I mean, the need is so big that there's not enough supply out there to fill the void.
Even now, sanitizers. Even now,
I tell you right now. We've produced, basically, I shipped in 100 pails that landed today, will be available tomorrow for me to start getting out to people. The need's waned right now, just a little bit. In the beginning, it was nuts. So we're getting so many requests, right? And now it's waned a little bit, but as soon as everybody goes back to work, every store, every facility, every restaurant, every hotel, they're all gonna need it. And for us, we have no interest in being in the sanitizer making business. We make no money doing it. We sell it for $100 for a 5 gallon pail. There's no profit in that. But what we can do is supply a community need, right? And so I tell people, the quicker I can get out of the sanitizer business, I mean, the happier we'll be. I want to get back to, you know, selling vodka and selling tequila and selling champagne. Like, I'm not a that's not my business, but we're the only ones that can really do it. And it's unfortunate, but that's what it is.
So you hooked up with a whole bunch of other distillers and you guys all got together? Is that how it went down?
Yeah, we kind of, we started talking. So, you know, I came from the distributor side. So I know Bob from Kohana, from Kokoloa on Kauai. And then I know Shay, obviously, from O'Shea. And I know Garrett from Maui Brewing. And we've just all been friends for many years. So I just started reaching out to all of them. And we just started a conversation just because we all decided that, you know, there's a time for business. But this isn't the time. This is an important time for us to come together, put business needs aside, and just become like, hey, well, how much can you make? Hey, how much can you make? Oh, do you have some of this? Do you have enough peroxide to ship some to us? Can you ship up some Bitrix? And we've just been going back and forth and creating a community where between all of us that we can just help each other out if we're short or long on something. And I mean, it's been pretty successful. As far as, you know, we don't get much guidance from the government, to be honest. Like,
understatement of the hour.
Conversations with every office you can think of. That's putting it nicely. It's just really weird. I asked them in the beginning, we had a conversation, said, hey, all we want to know is what the need is. Can you guys help us organize the need? I don't know how much between Straub, Kapi'olani, Castle, you know, all the healthcare groups, home care, fire department, police. What is needed? How much volume is it? 4,000 gallons a week? Is it 40,000 gallons a week? I got no idea. So I'm calling up hospitals, and I got Hilton that runs a healthcare facility and all the healthcare association. I'm just trying to get a gauge of how much is needed. But you know what? I got zero back, honestly, from the government side, and it's just us. You know, people, I do a lot of news things or radio stuff, and all of a sudden there's a big lift in communication. People were requesting more, and then it goes down and wanes off a little bit. But it's been just trying to figure it out and support the communities. I mean, I no joke, I got it. It sits in my garage and I drive it out to people every day. So getting like less than 5 or 6 gallons.
Two very important questions. Number one, how can people get in touch with you if they need some of that or they want to get connected with that? How do they do that?
You can either reach out to us at PauMaui.com, PauMauiVodka.com. Hit us on Instagram. You can get to me, honestly, like just email me. You can post it later or whatever, but Kili at RJX Beverages. That's easy. Everybody knows my Instagram, or if you don't, it's Kili. anyway, like, I'll put you in touch with the right people. The it's not that overwhelming. Like, I can get it. Sometimes I get 20 or 30 requests in a day. Sometimes I'll get zero. So I can handle it.
And then second question, can we drink this? Does it taste like vodka? Can we mix it and make like a cocktail, or how's that
work? You can try.
Disclaimer.
You will get drunk. I'll tell you this. You will get drunk, but it's going to taste terrible.
I was going to say, he tried it.
No. So, you use an agent inside there to make it bitter. And it's so bitter. It's the most bitter compound known to man called Bitrix. Two little sand grains inside of a liter of water makes it completely undrinkable. You can't even come close to it again.
And that's
this crazy stuff.
Well, and this is what's going to keep the kids. It's what's going to keep the kids from abusing this stuff and going and doing stupid stuff with it.
Probably. Probably.
Kind of the point. I was 16 once. 14. 15, but yeah. Anyways.
Hey, Jason, I got a question.
Yeah.
What do you guys been? Are you guys drinking more? Do you think people are drinking more or less at home?
I think people are drinking less at home, but that's going to change as this continues to go on. You know what I mean? Because I've seen so many stories of, I haven't had a drink in a month. Oh, I haven't had a drink in 2 months. Oh, look at all this weight I'm losing. Because those are the people who are used to going out, who are used to being around other people, right? Mm-hmm. You have the subsection of people who need to drink and need to have a drink, and they're still drinking. You know what I mean? That didn't stop from before quarantine. It's not going to stop after. What I think is important, and what I'm going to be talking about in my column actually coming out in the paper this week, is what do we do now when it's this new normal and the bars aren't open and you can't go hang out at the bar, but you want to have a bar experience? What do you do?
You mean from a cocktail perspective, from the quality of the drink, or from the actual, like, sitting in front of another human making you a cocktail?
Both.
And I think we talked about this morning, and I think there's going to be a huge lift in at-home entertaining. I mean, that, like, meal prep stuff, eating meals more at home, but really entertaining, like making real cocktails. And I think that the quality ready-to-drink cocktails are gonna see a huge lift in what they've been doing, because people don't necessarily know how to make a Manhattan or don't wanna buy the ingredients to make it. But if you found a quality one that you could pour on a rock, you'd be in. It's like buying a BLA old fashioned, right? Like, I'm going to do that and pour it on because it's delicious.
Yep.
Like, if that thing was able to be replicated, not to the level of a BLA, but to a reasonably good level.
Well, and see, here's my answer to that is BLA, for those who don't know, Bar Leather Apron, one of the best bars in Honolulu, world renowned. Shout out to Justin Park, but they're actually doing twice a week drink service. You can go and get a BLA old fashioned.
Yeah, but, I actually was.
But I see what you're saying, because I can also, or there was a time when I had a better home bar where I could also go and make you an old fashioned that would stand up just as well to a BLA old fashioned, because it's a Kalihi old fashioned. And then what? You know what I mean? Like, the best drink is the drink. Sometimes the best drink is the drink you make for yourself, no matter what.
The best drink is the one you have in front of you.
Exactly. Exactly. And you control it, so you can make it any way you want.
No, but I mean, if I could go out and get a smoking gun from a pint right now, or, you know, I mean, there's that sour they do down at Pig and the Lady.
Yep.
But if you're at a home occasion and you can get a great margarita or a great old fashioned, a great Manhattan, I think that's going to be a thing. I honestly do.
So you think there will be a demand for people that will order it from some of their favorite bars and then take it home? Or are you saying people are going to start learning how to make their own drinks in a better fashion at home?
They're going to do that. They're going to, hopefully we'll be able to carry this on and be able to get to go drinks from bars, because I think that is a good way to do it's a good thing for the businesses as well as for the consumers, because I want to enjoy that style of cocktail at home and I can't get it there, which is fine. It's better for the restaurants and bars. And then I think the ready to drink, people are going to come out with better and better products that are going to be, like, not just sweet, syrupy, low alcohol bullshit. It's going to be like high quality with real vermouth and all that.
I think that's already happening. Go ahead, Justin. Mm-hmm. You had something? Because I think that's already happening. I've been to the store and I've seen that on the shelves. There are a couple of options right now. Go ahead, Justin.
I think is that Ige already let the cat out the bag about all this whole, you know, making your own liquor and then, I mean, the bars making it and taking it home. He can't take that back. Why would he take it back? It's already doable. People are doing it already. So now I think he can't renege on it and say, okay, now that this whole thing is coming down,
Yeah, but it's called an emergency declaration. When it goes away, you can just say it's over. It's more like, can we change that?
Yeah, but you signed like 18 of them already. Yeah, so
but when it expires, it expires. I think what you're saying is maybe going forward, this is what is the new normal, is you should be able to do this going forward. Right. You, what do you think, Kelia?
Yeah. The new normal is going to be a new normal. It's not going to be, we're not ever going back anytime soon to the way that we were sitting in bars and at restaurants and on planes, and all of that stuff is going to be different. It just is.
And it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get those Korean girls to rub your leg from 6 feet away.
It's harder. They got to have gloves in the whole nine yards right now.
You have prosthetic hands on a stick. Like, come here. Hey, and
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
What are they going to do at 939? What are they going to do at Roxaw? What's going to happen? Man. I mean, FEMS is getting torn down. FEMS is getting torn down. But what's going to happen to the finer establishments in Honolulu?
Easy, boo. Plexiglass with a little slot inside. You're good.
Because you're not supposed to be touching anyways.
Like an ATM. You'll be fine.
Kaylee's all about solutions.
Solutions-based. Solutions-based.
It's the new norm, folks.
All right. So if people want to check out your brands, I know when we talked about this before the show, you're like, yeah, I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to push anything. But again, now that people have gotten to know Kaylee, have gotten to understand what you do and who you are, and now they want to drink your alcohol, how do we find your alcohol? Where do I go? What do I do?
I do work with a couple of brands that are worth mentioning. One is obviously Palm Maui Vodka, Patagon. We do the sanitizer. We're located up west in Maui, up in Halimaili. We've been there. That business has been around for 70 plus years. The distillery's been there for over 15. They're an amazing family that I just happened to partner with. They're awesome. So if you can support them, great. I mean, it's made on Maui, made from pineapples. The pineapple farm is 500 yards away from the distillery. It's nuts. I mean, if you ever get a chance to go up there, anybody on here, hit me up. I got you.
And I have this conversation with people. It doesn't have to be your favorite vodka, but you need to support local. You need to buy a bottle or two whenever you have the opportunity, because if without the local brands, without supporting that, what do we have? You know what I mean?
It doesn't have to be your favorite. I mean, and we appreciate it. That business is doing really, really well. And, you know, the partnership with them is great. So I do that thing. I also manage a brand in Hawaii called Flying Embers. It's a hard kombucha. I know hard seltzers are a big thing. Kombucha is a kind of combined, it's kind of health and wellness combined with alcohol drinking, which I'm into it. Not everybody is, but I mean, the sales in like a Whole Foods are bonkers.
You know what I learned?
Wait, did you just say healthy alcohol?
Bruh,
did you hear that right?
The booch, bruh. It's the booch.
I wrote
a column about that a few months ago, and what I learned about the booch is that if you drink too much of the booch, then it comes out of the wrong. It just
don't drink too much booch. If you're gonna drink a lot of booch, don't drink the ones from the little corner store.
It's
don't
not like it's not like when you go get a 12 pack. It's not like when you go get a 12 pack. You're like, yeah, we partying, bro. We gonna party. We see how much you can drink, bro. Don't drink too much of the booch.
The cleanse. You get the cleanse.
Comes out the boot end. It turns into the cleanse.
So we do that. So I have those two. And then I also have, you know, Becker and I, we have Terra Water, which is that biodegradable plant-based water bottle.
Talk about that bottle, bro. That's pretty cool, that bottle. Like, you're saving the planet.
We glossed over it a little bit, but it's the coolest project that we do as far as changing the way that people consume things. By a long mile. I mean, there's nobody else doing a 100% plant-based water bottle. Dasani does like a little kind of a gimme up to 30% plant-based water bottle, which whatever that means, up to 30%. And there's people out there doing all sorts of business. Our proposal with that is that people don't recycle. That's the reality.
You're not going to change that behavior.
At the best case scenario, they're recycling 20% of their 80% goes to landfill, burn, ocean, whatever, right? If that's the reality of the situation, we think it's more important to be putting a plant-based biodegradable product into that than trying to get people to switch to live in this utopian society where everybody's putting everything to recycling, because we know from past history, that's not the way it works.
Don't trust them. They're still going to do it.
And if we're in Hawaii, if we're going to be fair, we don't have a recycling facility here. Yep. We ship it all out. So what's the point of that?
So
plus, the sunny tastes like ass. It is. Sunny tastes like that.
It is. Not my favorite.
That is. Yeah. That is.
There you go.
That is a stellar. That is a stellar commentary from Jay Ira on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Tastes like ass. We can quote that and put that on the clip for the video promo. Hey, so can
those are what I, those are the things I do.
Can you get that at the? Can you get the water at Foodland, at Safeway, at Times? Can you buy it locally?
Right now, we've just been doing mostly hotels and okay. stuff, but they've okay. been closed down.
Okay.
We will be in 7-Eleven as soon as this opens back up again. And okay. then from there, we'll be in Foodland Times Long. We can order online, obviously, at terrawater.com. You can order from us online. That's easy.
Honestly, you should be drinking out of a bottle, not even a plastic yep. bottle. Yes, that's what you should be drinking out of. But if you're going to get bottled water pretty soon, you should be able to go to 7-Eleven and do it the right way and support you guys.
Yeah, no, awesome. We agree that we should be drinking all out of recyclable containers. There's occasions when that's not appropriate or not possible, yep. and that's when we want to use things that are plastic.
Can we find that brand online, social media, anything in particular?
Absolutely. Terrawater.com and or terrawater.com, either for Instagram or for our website.
All right. And I know we're stretching this out, and we were turning Kaylee into a segment, but Kaylee is not a segment. He is an entire show. Kaylee is taking on the entire show, and I want to know about the tequila, because this concept is another brilliant idea that I can't believe nobody else has jumped on first. You can go out and buy a bottle of tequila, but then if you want a different kind of tequila, you got to buy another bottle. If you want this, you got to buy like 5 different bottles of tequila. You have solved that problem.
Mark Becker, my partner, solved the problem. I'm on the gravy train, though. I will say that.
Shout out to Becker.
What we did was he was thinking like, hey, with a new consumer, people want to trial things all the time, right? The new consumer is not brand.
Short brand attention span. Short attention span.
Yeah. So what he did is created a bottle that was three bottles with añejo on the bottom, reposado in the middle, and a blanco on the top. Comes in one tall stack like this. One bottle fits on top of the other, and they're glass closures, so it just stacks up to a bottle. It's about size of a Grey Goose bottle. But 375s of each. We actually were just working with a big mainland chain today. We're going to be doing a Blanco tequila and a Mezcal duo pack.
Breaking news!
We're still breaking news on the podcast. We're doing it again. We're doing it again. 3 for 3. 3 episodes in a row. Bruh.
You're the first to hear it.
Is that going to be a new brand, or is that going to be an extension under...
That's gonna be just another package, but we are also finishing up the extra añejo, a 5-year that'll be coming in. The packaging is super cool. It's matte black. It's everything that a crystal glass bottle is not.
Nice.
We're gonna go the polar opposite direction on that.
Nice. I love the idea. It's like the phrase that keeps popping up in my head is like Samps, bro. You like Samps, because now you can get a little bit of everything. You've got 3 bottles of tequila right there. You don't have to buy a full bottle. You can sample a little bit of every one.
The common thread is that we're trying to find innovation in all the things that we're doing with the champagne. It's the same situation. And really, it boils down to you can innovate all you want in packaging and marketing. You got to have quality product in the bottles. And then the package innovation and marketing comes into play. But it starts with good product and then LinkedIn's out into marketing.
Again, just because I know him, Jess, I'm sorry I keep talking and talking and talking, but it's just because I know him. He sits here, talks about packaging, and then he talks about quality of product. If you know Kaylee, you know Kaylee is all about quality of product. It's all about the quality of the product. But if you know his partner, Mr. Becker, it's all about the flashy, flashy lights. And that champagne, we're kind of glossing over the champagne, but the champagne bottles, let's talk about the champagne bottles. And we got to shout out Becker again, because you haven't seen a bottle like this ever in your life.
No, the bottle is, we just partnered with a huge company in the mainland. So we're distributed all across the country now. We get our first load in, another container in from, it'll be coming in from France in the next couple of weeks. And that, the trajectory and the momentum on that brand is going to be unbelievably heavy. It's going to be, I didn't think it would be, I was not a fan of the Blinky label. I mean, I've been very upfront about that. I hated it.
Just, you turn on this light, there's like these lights, and it's like fluorescent lights on the bottle of champagne, and it's like, bro, that's so cheesy. It's so cheesy. And then, every single female you ever see in your life goes,
that's where you get the money. That's the money.
And you
right
gotta there. Buy 3 bottles right there.
That's what it's really what I mean. It's the most ridiculous label. It's broken glass and blinking pink lights and the legs and it's the rose on the label. It's crazy. But
they love it.
He's doing the right thing. He nailed it with that packaging for sure.
Shout out to Becker. So the tequila, how can we find that online if we're looking for the tequila?
Three Trace Tequila, the number three, Tres, like three threes. That's why it's a stacking, three stacks. You can find that, Three Trace Tequila, Instagram or online. Devon Champagne as well, you can find online. Any all of the above. There's a lot out there. I know I got a lot of stuff going on, but yeah, that's what it is.
Like I said, Kaylee is not a segment. He is an entire show.
I appreciate it.
Right, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And any parting words for the dads out there? Because this is the thing. Is on a serious note, you know this. I've turned to you for parenting advice. Like people may make some jokes and say, "Yeah, Kaylee, what kind of dad is that guy?" But all jokes aside, you've been around the block a few times. And you got any final words? Any golden nuggets of dad knowledge that you want to drop for us?
I think for my only is going to be my self-congratulatory tone is that I think even though a lot of us local guys out there, we're not the best at maybe it comes to the school stuff, but we have a lot of, we can teach our kids that aren't in classroom, that isn't in the classroom. So let's not be beating ourselves up too much. We're not teaching them reading and writing, but there's a lot of things that are important that we can teach our kids, and we should be doing that while we got this time. That's it.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Could not say it any better myself. Yeah, where's my belt?
Yeah.
Mr. Kaylee, thank you so much for joining the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
You guys are awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, bro.
Hey, good to see you guys.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Prepare yourself for some dad jokes.
All right. It is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. That's Justin.
Jason right over there. And that was one hell of a guest that we just had on, bro. Awesome.
Kaylee does not run a segment. He runs the entire show. Shout out to Kaylee Heen. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us, brother, and talk story on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. He was really lighting a fire under me too, because Mother's Day is coming up, and barbecue, right?
Barbecue is like the easy go to if you really missed on grabbing a gift.
But if you're not going down the street to get meat from Uncle this weekend, brother, what you gonna do? Chicken. Chicken.
Ahi slabs. Everybody's turning into a ahi slab slanger.
I've turned into a cookie baker. I've been making more cookies at home.
That's
what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna bake some cookies and call it a day.
Dude, what I heard the next big thing to run out is yeast. Do you have enough yeast at the house?
I don't. I wouldn't know because I don't have a yeast issue. No, I flour. We got flour.
Oh, that's TMI.
That's what you need, right? Flour is what you need. People were saying like yeast, but people were saying you need flour, and all I need is flour and Bisquick, and I'm straight. Gonna make pancakes and cookies.
You can whip anything up.
Pancakes and cookies and biscuits and dumplings, whatever you need, man. And then a little bit of panko to make some mochiko chicken, or mochiko flour and some panko to make some chicken.
So what's the next on the baker hit list? You knocked out the muffins. You knocked out the cookies. What's that? Cakes. Full cakes.
Well, we do have an instant pot. So if you can eat, and I've heard that you can bake cakes in there. I'm not a big thing on waiting a long time. And that's like hard.
Oh, instant pot's right up your alley then.
There you go. I can make a cake in the instant pot. Maybe that's what I'm going to do.
Good. Next one. Good job.
But that's going to be what Mother's Day is kind of looking like. At the same time, you were telling me that Disney Sing-Along is coming back this weekend, right?
Oh, I know. I know you have it circled on top of your calendar. I'm pretty sure.
My life day to day is a sing-along. Like, my wife is a musician. My kid does the Lion King. You know the line, you know that whole thing, right? Except she calls it Pennsylvania.
So Pennsylvania.
That's what I'm saying. That's pretty much what she does. You transfer Pennsylvania, and then she stands out on her front lanai and screams it at the top of her lungs to everybody on the block.
Does she have the baby in the hand?
No, she just stands. She just stands there and does the Titanic. The Titanic. Pennsylvania. That's what she does. That's what my kid does.
Close enough. Don't ruin her party.
Hey, after you hear that about 25 times, bro, I don't know.
But yeah, so Disney's going to do their volume two. I guess volume one was really good, and they're going to have it again.
Did you watch the first one?
On this Sunday. I think John Legend, Jay Hud, Katy Perry, a whole bunch. They actually released the song that I was looking at.
Yep. So by the time this shows up online and you listen to this podcast, it will have been on TV, so you should probably be able to find it online on... What's it called?
Disney
on
Plus.
Demand. Disney. Plus. Yeah, any of the on demand services that you can find the Disney the channel stuff. But it's
we missed the first one, so I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure if my house is going to be all Disney sing along
the
up.
It really depends on if the boys are into the songs, because if they get into it, I'm sure mom will get into it, and you're just along for the ride. So enjoy. Yeah. You know, strap in, buddy.
Buckle up.
Strap in. But yeah, that's pretty much what the whole Mother's Day weekend is about. Strap in, buckle up, and enjoy. Hope you made it like we made it, because if we're still posting this, then somebody had to be alive to put it on the internet, which means we made it through Mother's Day. Congratulations.
Yeah, so yeah, before we go, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, and then to my son's moms, both of them.
So absolutely.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom. Happy Mother's Day to the mother of my child. Without these two important ladies in my life would not be what it is today. And
we want to have a podcast. We'll be just like two dudes. Two Hawaii dudes.
It would not be the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. You are absolutely right.
Sure.
So today, if you're listening to this show, you still have a chance. You can get signed up right now, and you need to do it. Time is running out. But go to twohawaiidads.com and sign up for your chance to win a roll of toilet paper personally delivered by at least one of the Hawaii Dads.
Shout out to Salon 96816. Thank you so much.
Check them out on Lai. Go to the website for more details on where to find them. They're on Instagram at Salon 96816, Facebook as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Michelle, for believing in the show and supporting the show. I'm going to be getting my hair cut there once I am able to. And hopefully what I'm trying to do, though, is we want to do more of this stimulus. We want to stimulate the economy and stimulate our listeners. So if you run a business, if you've got something going on out there and you want to help stimulate the economy, we're trying to do these giveaways where, you know, get at us. Let's get these gift card giveaways. Let's get these gift certificate giveaways done. And tell everybody about all these great businesses that are out there.
Yeah.
Still open for business, aka hashtag tell them, my man.
Hashtag we stay open. It's nice lag. You caught me off guard with that.
We can't segue with this lag on Zoom, man. That's the thing about doing it virtually. It's like throwing a grenade. You got to wait a couple of seconds until it explodes. I cannot wait until the time comes that we can do a show together again, my friend. Justin, thank you for coming out and being a part of this today, man.
All right, Jason. Love you, brother. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
It is the Two Hawaii Dads podcast online. I got to keep plugging the website, twohawaiidads.com. We will see you next time on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Kaden.
Love ya.
The Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Always a 50-50 chance of getting kicked out of the stands at a Little League game.